Mr. Clark, you want to start us with a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for allowing us to serve you, Lord, and serve the county. Lord, I just ask that you bless this meeting, Father. Just let it, Lord, just guide us as we go through this meeting and be with all of our military, Lord, and be with those that are in need of your healing touch. In your holy name we pray.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
She brought my glasses.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, May 13, 2019 at 9:06 a.m. No one signed up for public comment. Any commission remarks? First on the agenda is the monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Give you a monthly budget report. We are right now showing on the general county funds to being at the balance of $5,446,563.16 as of April 30th. Our revenues are up from this year, up this year from last year. But our expenditures are up as well. The reason for our expenditures being up, is due to the, payroll increase from the COLA raise, which also includes the benefits that increased. And then also the, radio system on the sheriffs that rolled over from last year, and also the vests that, the sheriff purchased. That was also a big increase, showing for our expenditures being up. Other than that, our, where we are looking, we're looking at, as of April 30th, about a quarter of the expenditures that are, that were, expected to happen this year. Does the commission have any questions for?
I don't.
You mentioned the payroll, I think, in here, too, is where whenever you have a pay increase, the workman's comp went up. They do an audit of the 2018 based upon that, and that came through in this pay period.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 454692. Through 454724, 454726 through 454776, warrant 7199, and one journal entry.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I make a note that we're holding check number 454725.
454725. All right. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session, May 6, 2019.
I move to approve the previous minutes of May 6, 2019.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments for SB 40 Developmental Corrections Board. And I have two applicants. Go ahead, Ms. Wyatt.
Does Max Lytle have any comments he want to make before we... Yes.
Commissioner, we have two individuals who have served on the board for a number of years who have asked to resign just for various reasons, needing to travel and dealing with health issues. That'd be Karen Lashley, who serves the term through 2020, and Dr. Dean Porter, who serves the term through 2021. We've recruited a couple of people to fill those positions. I wasn't in contact with them personally. I thought one of our board chairs was, that I thought I'd be meeting them here this morning, but Dr. Brian Wilson from the Hollister School System and Mr. Jeff Seifert with the Chamber of Commerce. We recommend that Mr. Seifert take Ms. Lashley's term, which would run through 2020, and Dr. Wilson would take Dr. Porter's term, which would run through 2021.
I think your board chair sent us an email saying that they had a death of a good friend. He'd be at the funeral this morning.
I saw that email, but I wasn't sure if that dealt with these appointments or some other business.
It's some other business, but he said you would still be here. Upon the recommendation from Mr. Lytle, I make the motion to appoint Dr. Brian Wilson to the vacant seat of Dr. Dean Porter, with a term ending on December 31st, 2021.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to make a motion to appoint Jeff Seifert to the vacant seat of Karen Lashley with a term ending on December 31st, 2020.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Past our insurance update and go to bid recommendations of road oils. Number 201903-429. I have the bid recommendation form. Okay, thank you, Commissioner, for providing Commissioner. Again, we're here in reference this morning to bid number 201903-429 for road oils as requested by Taney County Road and Bridge. Highway Administrator Devin Huff is here with me this morning. Released this bid on March the 30th. It closed on May the 1st. We received two responses to this bid request and solicitation. Both of those responses were opened here on May the 1st with Taney County Road and Bridge office manager and myself. We reviewed those responses, which are indicated per gallon by price as each item was requested on the bid recommendation form that you've just mentioned, Presiding Commissioner Schofield. And you both have these copies, and I'll just read this into the record quickly as per our recommendation for this morning. Since the prices that you're seeing there are slightly in favor of asphalt and fuel supply in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just very slightly. After we opened those two responses, copies were taken by Road and Bridge staff for a full and complete thorough review, acting in the best interest of the county. Our recommendation is based on multiple factors in addition to the per gallon pricing that you're seeing there, such as pump and demurrage fees, both also included in the table above. Demurrage fees being shipping issues when delays may occur. both of the vendor responses regarding that particular category were the same. However, if and when a driver has to pump, as indicated above, we see a large bid price difference of $100 higher for asphalt and fuel supply. Also, product not being hot enough, also product temperature at point of delivery is critical. If the road oils, as asked for within the solicitation, are not hot enough, they cannot be used. Given this requirement, we must consider the distance from any responding vendor location to where the county needs delivery, which as asked for in the solicitation is countywide. To calculate a set distance for each to compare correctly, we chose Forsyth as a common ending point and determined that Coastal is approximately 120 miles closer than Asphalt and Fuel Supply, which is located in Tulsa, Oklahoma. As indicated there parenthetically, Coastal is in Willow Springs, Missouri. And again, Asphalt and Fuel Supply is in Tulsa. Therefore, in an effort to make the best and fair choices for the county, we recommend to the Taney County Commission for award Coastal Energy Corporation as the primary supplier for our road and oils needs for the county, and Asphalt and Fuel Supply as a secondary supplier, even though their mix might not be hot enough, and even though we won't consider them as primary. It's always good to have a secondary supplier just in case of an emergency or some other delays, not to interrupt our chip and seal season. So given the above information with these results as final, we now ask for the Taney County Commission for a motion vote to award per our recommendation. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Huff in case he has any details he'd like to add or if you have any questions for him. It's well within statute for us not to always go with the low bidder. As a purchasing director, it's easier for me to do so, but in this case, we've taken lots of time and measurements to make sure that we work correctly, and we feel that this is the best way to go. Mr. Huff.
I don't have anything unless you all have questions.
The distance of hauling the MC3000 oil, that is what we use the most of?
Correct.
And so the distance in hauling that, have you ever had it happen to where you get a load there that it's not hot enough and
correct.
You have to turn
and
it back?
We spend a lot of time heating the oil, which in turn turns into overtime.
So if it comes not hot, then you've got to reheat.
We have to heat each load, which takes approximately an hour, depending on what the temperature is.
That's a great point. 200,000 gallons estimated for that one item. It's just a penny difference. It all adds up. Just as it's a penny difference.
Based upon
a no-brainer to go with it.
Do we have one contract to where we can do it as the primary and the secondary? Do we do that in one contract, or do we have to do that in separate contracts?
Yes, the agreement drafts are already ready to go,
okay.
So that we don't have any delays at all in getting our chicken seal season started. There will be a draft for Coastal as primary and Asphalt Fuel Supply out of Tulsa as secondary, which will be going to Nikki as soon as I this chair, if you vote accordingly.
So it's the same agreement then?
Right.
Based upon that, I make the motion that we go with the Coastal Energy Corporation as the primary supplier for road oils for the county and Asphalt and Fuel Supply as a secondary supplier for
County. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
The contracts, as noted on that form, will be initially for a 24-month period with three vendor renewal options.
What was about the options? What did you say about the options?
3 1-year renewal options.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
You bet. Quick claim deed, McQueen Estate Drive, number 19016. I have a letter. Oh, sorry. Uh, letter dated May 9th, 2019,